弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace with you, all brothers and sisters.
今天是主的安息生日，我们可以一起聚集在教会来享受安息，愿主耶稣的恩惠与我们同在。
Today is the Lord's Sabbath, and that we're able to gather here, may the peace of God be with us all.
相信也是有许多同龄在网络上一起聚会。
I'm sure that there are also some brothers and sisters who are attending online.
如果我们在距离上可以，能够做得到的，能够尽量聚集在会堂一起聚会，来领受主所应许的，在灵里面的团契。
If we're able to attend in person and we live close enough, this would be best so that we can all enjoy the spiritual blessings in the Lord.
我们有许多弟兄姐妹在偏远地区，他们个别的家庭或单独的个人在一个地方没办法有教会，他们借着网络聚会是应该的。
We have a lot of brothers and sisters who live in remote areas because they're on their own as their own family or individuals, and for them, they can only attend online services.
但是我们有教会地区的同龄，我们应该要把握这样可以一起聚集的机会，特别在安息日的时候能够聚在一起，来互相的团契，这在主里面是神的祝福，我们不能够放弃。
But if we have brothers and sisters who live in the church area, we really should grab onto these promised blessings and opportunities from God that we can have fellowship with one another.
特别我们在这个地区，疫情相对的比较缓和，很多人也都接受疫苗，所以呢，我们应该更放心的到教会一起来聚会了。
Especially in our local areas here, the restrictions have been a lot less than before, and many more people are vaccinated. So if we're able to, we really need to hold on the opportunity to attend in person.
当然，我们到教会来，教会工作人员还是会帮助我们维持这样的安全的环境，让我们可以放心的在主里面聚会来团契。
And of course, when we're here in person, we still have church workers, and we all follow the guidelines so that we make sure we are able to attend safely and we can relax.
愿我们今天都能够在主里面享受主应许的福。
May we all be able to enjoy these blessings from the Lord.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考，主啊，求你兴起。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to study together. O Lord, rise up.
我们现在请翻开民数记第十章。
Once again, Numbers chapter 10.
民数记第十章
Numbers chapter 10.
这是我们这个星期所读过的经文。
These are verses that we've read this week.
请读第三十四节到三十六节。
Verse 34 to 36.
民数记第十章三十四节到三十六节。
Numbers 10 verse 34 to 36.
他们拔营往前行，日间有主的灵主的云彩在他们以上。约柜往前行的时候，摩西就说。主啊，求你兴起，愿你的仇敌四散，愿恨你的人从你面前逃跑。约柜停住的时候，他就说：主啊，求你回到以色列的千万人中。
34. And the cloud of the Lord was above them by day when they went out from the camp. 35. So it was whenever the ark sent out, Moses said, Rise up, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered, and let those who hate you flee before you. 36. And when it rested, he said, Return, O Lord, to the many thousands of Israel.
这是记录以色列百姓他们在西乃山从这个地方开始要往前行的时候摩西他所做的一个很重要的动作。
This is recording when the Israelites from Mount Sinai they were beginning their journey and something important for Moses.
就是约柜要起行，就是其实就是当会幕立起之后，以色列百姓第一次他们可以跟着约柜走旷野的旅程的开头。
After they had set up the tabernacle, this was the first time that they were going to have the ark set out and they could begin their journey.
我们知道以色列百姓被神用大能的手带离开埃及之后来到了西乃山。
After God had raised his big arms to save the Israelite people out of Egypt, they went to Mount Sinai.
那在西乃山神亲自向他们显现。
And on Mount Sinai, God himself appeared to the people.
当时候百姓他们亲耳听到神的声音，非常的惧怕的。
The people heard the voice of God with their own ears, and they were afraid.
那其实神是出于爱，然后向他们表明他的心意，对他百姓的要求。
This was actually out of love that God was showing his heart and to the people.
神向他们显现，开声音讲话，不是要灭绝他们。
God appeared and spoke with his own voice, not to destroy them.
而是神很看重这群属他的百姓。
This was because God valued his people.
那让他们可以了解神是一个圣洁的神。
He wanted them to understand that he is a holy God.
他是公义的神。
He is a just God.
他也是慈爱怜悯的。
He's also merciful.
他现在把百姓带出来，目标就是要建立一个祭司的国度。
He has brought the people out of Egypt so that he could have a nation of priests.
让他们了解神对人的要求。
So that they could understand God's request for men.
那如果人愿意顺服神，其实他一直可以领受神应许的福。
And if people can obey God, then they can also be blessed.
那神他是一个守约施慈爱的。
God is one who follows his covenant and merciful.
神带百姓出埃及，就是因为他是信守他对亚伯拉罕的约，所以他真的用大能的手在他的时候把他们领出来。
And God brought the people out of Egypt because he is following his covenant that he made with Abraham.
那目标就是要带他们进去主应许的迦南美地。
And the purpose was to lead the people into the land of Canaan.
在那里神要赐给他们土地居住。
And there God will give them their land and let them dwell in it.
可以承受为产业，世世代代的百姓都可以居住的地方。
They could inherit this land and live for generations.
那神他是一个守信用的神。
God is a faithful God.
所以他讲过的话都会实现。
All the words that he has said will come true.
那现在大约西乃山下，神特别向百姓显现，把他的诫命、律例、典章向百姓陈明。
At the foot of the mountain of Mount Sinai, then God was revealing all of his decrees and regulations to the people.
那他们也照着神的吩咐遵照摩西的指示，他们建立起会幕了。
They followed the directions from God and built the tabernacle.
那在会幕这个在西乃山这样一停了差不多快一年的时间。
They had stayed at the foot of Mount Sinai for almost a year.
差不多有十个月。
About 10 months.
他们就都没有动了。
And they didn't move.
一直就在那边领受神的指示，然后建立会幕，开始执行过一个祭司国度的生活。
This whole time they were listening to instructions from God and they were building their tabernacle and building this life of a nation of priests.
那这一段时间也是以色列百姓他们跟神最亲近的时候。
This was also the time when the people were the closest to God.
在西乃山下这段日子他们没有发怨言。
At the foot of a mountain these days of Mount Sinai, the people did not complain.
神跟他们说什么他们就做什么。
Whatever God said then the people would do.
我们还记得在读出埃及记的时候，当神说要建立会幕，百姓要奉献，很多人就奉献了。
If we remember in Exodus when God said that people had to build a tabernacle and people had to offer, then they offered.
他们就按照主所指示的，神要的这些项目，都把它带到神的面前来建立会幕。
They did according to what God requested and all the materials He asked for.
那摩西说什么，他们就做什么。
And whatever Moses said, then they would do.
那时候，其实他们在西乃山下，他们并不需要忧虑什么的。
And when they were at the foot of the mountain, they didn't have to worry about much.
他们每天都有神降给他们玛拿。
Every day, God would give them manna.
那他们有神用磐石出水，让他们解渴，让他们可以活下去。
God let water come out of the rocks so that they could quench their thirst.
那当会幕建起来的时候，神的荣光充满会幕。
And then when they built the tabernacle, then God's glorious light shone upon the tabernacle.
如果我们看第九章
，Chapter 9，
你看在会幕就是在百姓的中间的。
The tabernacle was among the people.
就是以色列百姓他们是围着会幕扎营生活。
So the Israelites were building tents around the tabernacle.
我们如果看第九章的第21节。
Chapter 9, verse 21.
他说：“有时候从晚上到早晨，有这云彩在帐幕上。早晨云彩收上去，他们就起行。有时昼夜云彩停在帐幕上，收上去的时候，他们就起行。”
21. So it was when the cloud remained only from evening until morning. When the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they would journey, whether by day or by night. Whenever the cloud was taken up, they would journey.
这是特别在说，在会幕就是约柜的所在，神与他们临在了一个 很重要的神的作为啊，总是有云彩遮盖他们的。
And so wherever this ark was, then the cloud was always covering it.
那到晚上的时候，它就成为火柱。
And then by night, it became a pillar of fire.
那他们生活就完全看这个云柱火柱的。
So with their life, they would just look at the movement of the pillar of cloud or fire.
在第二十二节说
，Verse 22，
云彩停在帐幕上，无论是两天，是一啊、是一个月，是一年，以色列人就驻营不起行。但云彩收上去，他们就起行。
22. Whether it was 2 days, a month, or a year that the cloud remained above the tabernacle, the children of Israel would remain encamped and not journey. But when it was taken up, they would journey.
23. 他们遵主的吩咐安营，也遵主的吩咐起行。他们守主的所吩咐的，都是凭主吩咐摩西的。
23. At the command of the Lord, they remained encamped, and at the command of the Lord, they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Lord at the command of the Lord by the hand of Moses.
那其实这个在给我们做一个。总结性的报告说，现在这个以色列百姓他们从西乃山要往前行的时候，他们是凭什么要起行或是驻营
？This is giving us a summary report of how the people were moving when they were going to begin their journey soon.
那不管是一天、是两天、是一年，就是时间不管多长，反正他们就是遵主的吩咐在行动。
Whether it was 2 days, a month, or a year, whether long or short the time, they would follow what God told them.
那主的吩咐通常都透过摩西传达的。
And usually God's directions would go to Moses.
好，那所以这个时候，你看到全体百姓哦，他们行动一致。
So here we could see all the people move together.
那他们当时候没有其他的想法，就是敬拜这独一的神。
They didn't have any thoughts other than to worship this one true God.
因为他们听到了那个神的声音让他们很恐惧。
Because they could hear the voice of God and have fear.
他们跟摩西说：“以后神不需要再跟我们讲话，神要说什么，透过你来跟我们讲就好了，我们都听从。”
They would tell Moses that God would not need to speak to them directly. They can just speak through Moses.
所以在这段时间，你会看到所有的百姓哦，他们都很听话的。
And here at this time, all the people were listening very well.
摩西说什么就做什么。
Whatever Moses said, they would do.
那这个时候他们的生活。最轻松。
And at this time, they had the easiest time with their life.
那我们也看到他们最蒙福。
And they were very blessed.
那个非常有秩序啊，那个帐篷啊，所有百姓的帐篷就围着会幕为中心。
They had the most structure because all the tents were surround the tabernacle in the middle.
那个时候，又祭司、利未人他们都在会幕开始侍奉神。
And at the time, the priests, the Levites, would begin to serve God.
那我们在读第八章的时候，看到那些族长们他们就。带礼物来奉献，特别是要奉献这个祭坛给神的时候，十二天每一天一个支派，就带着神所要礼物来奉献给神。
And before in chapter 8 as well, with the leaders, they would bring offerings, and every day they would have a lot of offerings.
那他们来奉献给神是照神的吩咐的。
And they came to offer to God because this was instructed.
那所以他们的生活就是敬拜神，照神的吩咐，他们也不愁吃穿。就完全仰望的这个天上的神。
Their life was just worshiping God, and they did not have to worry about what to eat or drink, and they just needed to look to God.
好了，这个是他们在往迦南地这个目的地的中途所发生的事情而已。
This was just one of the events that happened as they were going close to the destination of Canaan.
虽然在西乃山下很好，他们不愁吃穿，但这个地方不是他们目标，不是他们的目。最后的目的地啊。
Even though this was good that they were at the foot of the Mount Sinai, but this wasn't their final destination.
神要他们去的地方是在迦南地，这个流奶与蜜，神应许的土地。
God wanted them to go to land of Canaan, which was the land of milk and honey.
所以接下去他们要从这个地方一直往前进到迦南地去的。
So they had to keep moving forward towards the land of Canaan.
这是一个旅程。
This is a journey.
所以接下去这个旅程考验才开始。
And then the beginning of the journey's test is coming.
因为当大家都住在帐篷住在一起的时候，他们现在很专心啊。
When everybody was living in the tents, they were very focused.
生活很单纯，很容易啊。
They had a simple and easy life.
但是等到开始走路的时候就不一样了。
But once they started to walk, it was different.
但是这个神的军队有没有秩序，有没有力量？其实 在行进当中才看得出来的。
But whether or not the army of God has this power and strength is only when they're walking on this journey.
所以现在他们要从西乃山开始往前行了。
So from Mount Sinai, they were going to begin the journey.
那这个就是像我们今天信主以后，我们有一个目标，我们的目标是要到神的国度，天上的天国的。
And this is like for us, after believing in God, then we have a goal, which is to go to heavenly kingdom.
我们信主之后，我们成为耶稣基督的人。
After believing the Lord, we have become part of Lord Jesus.
那我们是活在这个世上。
Even though we live in this world.
那这个世上，有时候我们过得觉得很不错。
In this world, sometimes we think we have a pretty good life.
就好像我们现在在这个地区啊，大家都蒙福，很多生活其实都过得很舒服了。
Just like us, a lot of us living in this area, we're actually living a very comfortable life.
不管是环境啊，或者是政府的制度啊，各种生活条件、机能都很好啊。
In our environment, our local governments, or all the different surroundings, it's very good.
如果今天我们水龙头打开没水，开始抱怨了，怎么可以这样子？
Today, if we just open up the faucet and there's no water that's coming out, then we would complain.
如果水不干净，这个就开始不可以啊。
If the water is not clean, then we know there's something wrong.
如果哪一天停电了，那生活不方便，我们大概就哀哀叫了。
If the power is out or our life becomes uncomfortable, we would complain.
那如果出门那个路不平，就咚咚坑坑洞洞，我们开起车来一定是内心很大的很多怨气。
If we're driving outside and the roads are not paved, then we would complain.
反正我们现在的生活已经都很舒服习惯了。
Because our lives have become very comfortable.
只要有不舒服，我们就觉得是不好。
But if there's anything uncomfortable, then we don't think it's good.
我们在这里整个生活条件真的在其他地方是享受不到的。我们真的要内心时常充满感谢。
If we compare it to other places, we really have to understand we actually have very high standards of living, and we should be very thankful.
但是心里感谢也不能够把地上这个国度当作天国。
But even if we are thankful, we shouldn't treat our life in this world as
不能够觉得说我这样的生活就很好了。
We shouldn't just think this is great for my life.
今天我们的目标如果不是放在将来的天国，只是放在地上的好处，我们有时候就会被魔鬼骗了。
Because if our goal is actually placed on having this comfortable life on earth but not in heaven, then we would be deceived by the devil.
魔鬼他是怎么样来欺骗世人的？
How does the devil deceive people?
他就是让我们的目标只看到地上。
He lets our goals to be placed only on this world.
所以约翰一书他说，他让我们可以让我们去爱这个世界。如果我们爱这个世界，爱父的心，爱神的心就没有了。
In 1 John, it tells us that then we would want to love this world. If we only want to love this world, then we would have no heart to love God.
生活越富裕，那各种技能越好的地区，信主人越少。
The wealthier people are and the better the environment, there are fewer people who believe in God.
信仰的体验越少。
And there are even fewer experiences in faith.
因为很多时候你根本不需要依靠神了。
Because many times you don't have to rely on God anymore.
靠我们自己，靠政府，反正靠物质的东西。
We can rely on ourselves, on the government, or on material things.
就没有机会去体验到信心的力量是什么。
And then there's no chance to experience what the power of faith is.
所以生活很舒服的同时，其实会看到说魔鬼的诡计就是让我们只专注世界上的好处。
So when we live very comfortably, the tricks of the devil are to just have us focus only on this world.
那我们要常常要思想说，我们今天活到这个地方到底是为什么？
But we need to often reflect why are we living in this place?
我们最少一定要把我们的信仰守住。
At the very least, we must keep our own faith.
不要心里面只想到今天这个世界。
Do not only think about the world today.
除了我们自己守住之外，我们要想到我们的后一代。
Not only do we keep the faith, but we have to keep think about
our future generations. 我们这一代人可以守住信仰，我们的下一代可以守住信仰吗？
If we can keep this generation's faith, can we have the next generation keep their faith?
这个人类的文明一直往前推进。
Human technology keep on advancing.
这个文明推进的那个结果，基本上就是一直把神从我们的生活当中拿走。
But the ultimate result is that God keeps being taken away from us.
他就不是在讲属灵的事情。
Because they're no longer talking about spiritual things.
就好像今天你可能看到这个在其他星球所发生的事情。
Just like today, if we look at things that have happened in other planets.
你就会想到说，那个天国在哪里啊？
Then you would think, where is heaven?
那我们有人梦想说，有一天如果我们在别的地方别的星球生活的时候，会是怎么样的日子？
Sometimes if people are dreaming, what would happen if we live on other planets?
我们就是我们人有很大的这个求知欲，想要去探索未来，探索我们所不知道的这个领域。
Many times human nature, we want to seek the unknown and explore places that are unknown.
但是渐渐的，会发现说，在信仰里面所讲的这个属灵的天国的事情，好像没有一个实际可以掌握的东西啊。
But then gradually we realize that things that have to do with the spiritual realm is something that we cannot hold or control.
一千年前，几千年前的那些古圣徒，他们看的天跟我们现在看的天观念一样吗？
1,000 years or 2,000 years ago, the ancient saints, did they look at the same sky or heaven as we do?
亚伯拉罕看天上的星。
When Abraham was looking at the stars in the sky,
他就相信说这个就是神所应许的福，他的子孙要像这么多。
He believed that this was the blessing and promise of God that he will have this many descendants.
他仰望的是天上的那个家乡。
He looked up to the heavenly home.
因为有一个城是神为他准备的。
Because there is a place that God has prepared for him.
所以他宁可在世上过一个寄居的生活，住帐篷。
So he'd rather dwell in a life of tents.
因为他向往这个天上永存的这个国度。
Because he longed after the eternal kingdom in heaven.
那个属神的城。
And it's a city from God.
但是今天我们看到天上的星，我们观点可能不一样了。
But today, when we look at the stars in the sky, maybe we think differently.
我们看到月亮。
We see the moon.
你现在看到月亮是哦，月亮上面有什么东西啊
？Now when we look at the moon, what do we know?
也许有一天我们可以上去啊。
Maybe one day we can go onto the moon.
你看到火星
？If we see Mars.
你像火星上面有些照片可以传回来哦，它那个地方是怎么样子
？There have been photographs taken from Mars, so we can see what it's like.
那人类有很多的梦想。
There are many dreams from people.
但是渐渐的，让我们失去了对天国这个盼望。
But then gradually we'll lose this hope to the heavenly kingdom.
好像说我们今天如果能够到一个星球去，我们人就可以不一样了。
Just like today, as if we can go to a different planet and then we'll be different.
其实没有办法。
It's actually not possible.
人的人性没有改变的。
Human nature will not change.
所以文明越发达，其实我们如果没有调整我们的思想观念，很容易的，我们就会遗失了我们最开始信仰的目标。
The more advanced a human civilization is, then actually it is more likely that we may lose our ideas about heaven.
那这个就是我们下一代他所要面临的挑战。
And this is a challenge our next generation will face.
当我们的信仰越来越没有体验的时候
，When we have even less experience in faith,
其实我们就很难把信仰传给下一代了。
It's very hard to pass on the faith to the next generation.
那知识越增长，忧虑越多。
And the more knowledge that we have, the more worries we have.
依靠神的心就越小。
And there is a smaller heart to rely on God.
因为这个就变成一种循环。
Because then it's like a cycle.
那越发展的地方，它有更多资源可以用，它就更不需要去靠神。
The more developed culture in a place is, then the less they will have a need for God.
所以我们要求神帮助我们。
So we need to ask God to help us.
我们今天这一代的信仰能够守住，我们还要想到下一代啊。
Even if we can hold on to this generation's faith, we have to think about the future generation.
那下一代的信仰要怎么样能够有根基
？And how can we build the foundation for the next generation's faith?
我们如果没有求主兴起来做工，很难。
If we do not ask the Lord to rise up, it is very difficult to do work.
所以人家才会说信仰要传过三代，这是考验的。
This is why people would say that it is a big challenge to pass the faith on for three generations.
我们可以看看我们座位的弟兄姐妹。
If we look at our brothers and sisters sitting here.
我们年轻的时候跟我们一起聚会的这家庭。
When we were younger and those other families that we had services together with.
他们的子孙，他们的后代在哪里？
Where are their children or grandchildren?
是不是全部都还在教会里面？
Are they all still in church?
还是有的？他的父母亲在，但是他的子女他们已经不信神了。
Or is it that some of them, the parents are still there, but the children don't believe in God?
他们就已经走不同的路啊。
They have walked on different paths.
他的目标已经不是在追求信仰天国了。
Their goals are no longer pursuing after heaven.
他可能觉得说，我在世上要有成就。
Maybe they think I have to have an accomplishment in the world.
所以他的目标，他整个追求就是在世上的。
And so what they're pursuing is in the world.
那这个就是魔鬼的手段。
This is the trick of the devil.
爱世界的心如果很强，爱父的心就没有。
If you have a big heart to love the world, you have a little heart to love the
Heavenly Father. 那这个就是今天，你看我们在这个地方的危机啊。
And this is a crisis.
我们如果一直在这个世界里面打滚呢
？If we're always in this world.
那没有去想说我们到底生命的归宿在哪里？
And we don't think about where we belong.
我们很有可能把世界当天国。
We may think the world is our heaven.
生活越好，我们的信心越软弱。
The better our life is, and the weaker our faith becomes.
我们越不觉得说我需要神。
And the more we do not think we need God.
那到最后，其实会像主耶稣说的，在前的变在后，在后的可能在前。
And in the end, just like Lord Jesus has said, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first.
就是说，今天我们如果没有一直仰望天国。
And so, if we don't often look to heaven,
我们可能会渐渐被这个世界一直往后拉。
We may be pulled back by the world.
但是 我们如果能够遵照主的吩咐，不间断的在安息日一起来领受道理，来想神的这些教训跟盼望，我们的信仰才一直往前推进的。
But if we continue to pursue God and we continue to attend services without ceasing, then we can continue to move forward towards Him.
那在这个过程当中，弟兄姐妹的团契是很重要的。
And during this process, it's very important to have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
有时候我们个人的信仰体验有限。
Sometimes we're very limited with our own personal faith experience.
但是我们跟弟兄姐妹其他人的接触、互相的分享当中，我们可能会激发起这样的热心跟信心。
But when we share and communicate with our brothers and sisters, then we can also motivate one another with our faith.
因为神没有改变。
Because God has not changed.
神是公平的。
God is fair.
每一个愿意寻求他的，他就可以有体验的。
Everyone who's willing to seek Him will have an experience.
那我们有时候需要从别人身上去看到，神的作为，我们也可以得到。
And sometimes we need to look at other people, then we can learn from them about the works of God.
那所以今天呢，我们要设定好我们的目标在哪里。
So we need to know where our goal is.
我们今天不是在世上过日子而已啊。
We're not just living in this world.
我们的目标是在天上。
Our goal is in heaven.
所以地上再怎么好，有一天都会过去。
No matter how great this world is, one day it will pass away.
我们的房子再怎么样舒服，有一天我们都要离开。
No matter how comfortable our house is, one day we will leave it.
没有人永远会住在一个房子里。
No one will always live in just one house.
所以我们要了解我们的生命有限。
We need to understand our life is limited.
当我们渐渐年老的时候，
when we are getting older,
其实我们要越看到天上的盼望，要越来越明确，而且要很有把握才行。
We need to be even more certain that we see the heaven.
但是要往前行，这个就是有一个改变啊。
But if we want to move forward, then there needs to be a change.
我们看以色列百姓，他们现在从西乃山开始往前行。
If we look at the Israelite people right now, they're going towards Canaan.
要往哪里去？
Where are they going?
他们这个路他们没有走过。
They have never been on this journey before.
那他们遵摩西的吩咐起行。
And they follow the instructions from Moses to walk.
那其实摩西是靠神的。
But Moses rely on God.
摩西他是仆人，
Moses was a servant.
他就是神说什么他要做什么而已。
So whatever God said, then he would do.
所以第九章的第二十三节，
Chapter 9 verse 23,
他们是遵神的吩咐起行或安营。
It was at the command of the Lord that they would remain or journey.
主所吩咐的最后都透过摩西来讲。
Whatever God commanded, then Moses would say.
那他们就顺服啊。
So then they obeyed.
所以现在就是要看云柱火柱，就是神的指示。
And then now they're going to look at the pillars of the cloud and fire and know where to go.
那其实云柱火柱每个人都看得到啊。
Everybody could see the pillars of cloud and
fire. 所以神有一个记号，让百姓每一个人都了解说啊，现在是这个时候了。
And so God had this sign so that the people could see that this was time.
但至于怎么做，那这个就是要听指示咯。
As opposed to how to do it, then they would need to follow the instructions.
好，那听指示，那我们就看到这么多人一起生活，他们的指示是什么？
So from the commands with so many people, what was their command?
第十章一开头就看到说，这个祭司要吹号。
From the beginning of chapter 10, it says that the priests had to blow on the trumpets.
这个号声有大声、小声，有不一样的。
With the sounds of trumpets, there was a loud or small voice.
那又有两只号，银号。
There are also two trumpets.
那个一只单吹一只号，还是两只号一起吹，吹小声、吹大声，这个都不一样啊。
It was all different for the instructions to blow on one or two trumpets, the bigger one or the smaller one.
那表示说他们现在要一起行动，他们一定要注意听号声。
Which means now if they were going to move together, they had to be careful to listen to the sounds of trumpets.
那这个号就是祭司在吹的。
And this trumpet is blown by the priests.
我们如果看第十章啊，
Chapter 10,
我们看第八节，
Verse 8,
十章八节。
Chapter 10, verse 8.
亚伦子孙做祭司的要吹这号，这要做你们世世代代永远的定例。
The sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow the trumpets, and these shall be to you as an ordinance forever throughout your generations.
一两百万人，他们现在一起生活，要怎样把那个信息传递出去啊？
There were about 1 to 2 million people who were now living together, so how could they pass on this message?
我们今天有这个社交媒体，大家都有手机，才有可能有动员力嘛。
Today we need social media and all our mobile devices so that we can motivate people.
政治人物他怎么样号召他的跟随者来做什么活动？
How do politicians move their followers to action?
他一定要有一个管道，所以他就是用社交媒体去把这个信息传出去，每个人都看到，那我就去了。
They would use social media to motivate these people so that they would know to go.
如果做好事就好，如果做坏事那很惨。
If it's good, then that's good, but then of course bad things will have consequences.
政治人会用那个黑道，他们也会用社交媒体啊。
Politicians know to use social media, and so do the
每一个人都会用啊。
Everybody knows how to use it.
学校老师要通知学生什么事，是用他们的媒体里面去传递啊。
If school teachers need to talk to their students, they can also use ways of communication.
这个就是网络啊。
This is the internet.
就是他这个信息能够传出去，而且很清楚说哦，我应该做什么，什么时候做什么事。
You can pass this message, and it's very clear when you should do something.
以前就是神设计的这个模式，就是祭司吹号，听号声。
In the past, what God has said was that the priests would blow on the trumpets.
那神就定好了，如果单吹一支号，小声的时候做什么？如果吹大声的时候做什么
？God has said this so that if they were blowing on one trumpet and it was on the smaller one with a smaller sound, what they should do.
祭司要搞清楚啊。
And the priests had to.
他不能够乱吹啊。
They can't just randomly blow on the trumpets.
号声如果吹该小声的时候，暴气吹大声，那就糟糕了。
If they were supposed to blow on the trumpet lightly, but then they did it violently, then that's bad.
所以你就看到说，祭司他这个时候被神指定一个很重要的工作，就是要号召所有的百姓照神的吩咐去行。
And so this important task from the priests was that they had to call on the people to follow God's instructions.
那所以这里祭司代表什么意思
？So what do the priests mean here?
今天这个祭司就是主耶稣基督。
Today, this priest is Jesus Christ.
主耶稣是大祭司啊。
Jesus is the high priest.
他就是我们的中保。
He is our mediator.
所以今天我们要做什么事，要听耶稣的话。
So today, whatever we do, we have to listen to Lord Jesus.
主耶稣他是在教会里面的。
Lord Jesus is in the church.
所以今天很多的活动，很多的信息要传递，是要从教会，从主耶稣基督吩咐而来。
Today, there are many events or things that need to come from Lord Jesus.
是要照主的吩咐做的。
And need to be followed.
不能够说我自己想要做什么就做什么。
Instructions of Lord Jesus, not just whatever I want to do.
那要照真理而行。
And they need to be done by the truth.
所以这里祭司他要吹号。
So the priest had to blow on the trumpets.
那百姓他们就跟随了。
And then the people followed.
他不管是要打仗，不管是要起行，要谁先走谁后走，开始这个次序。都是有听号声而来。
Whether to battle or to start moving or who to move first, and this was all following the trumpets.
以后出去打仗都是要听号声。
And when they went out to fight later, they would have to listen to the trumpets.
那这就是今天他们现在要开始行动的时候，必须要有的装备。
This was the equipment they had to have to begin the journey.
那这个才叫做神的军队。
And this is called the soldiers of God.
今天我们教会是基督的尖兵组成的。
Today the church is composed of Christian soldiers.
我们现在要按照神的吩咐，要听号声呢。
We need to listen to the sounds of the trumpets according to God's directions.
听主耶稣的指示是什么
？And listen to Lord Jesus' instructions.
所以今天我们在做什么事？其实我们不只是听政府的而已啊。
So today, what we're doing is not just listening to the government.
政府它有它的考量啊。
The government has their considerations.
因为政府没办法控制每一个人都是好人呢、啊。
Because the government cannot control everybody to be good.
但是教会里面，我们相信每一个都是好人呢、啊。
But in church, we believe everybody is good.
都是愿意听主耶稣的话的。
And everyone is willing to listen to Lord Jesus.
其实教会是什么
？And what is church?
教会是一家人。
A church is one family.
我们今天每一个弟兄姐妹都是主家里面的人，不是吗
？All of our brothers and sisters are members of God's family.
所以今天。教会要做事，其实是应该要照主耶稣的吩咐的。
And so today, if the church wants to do something, we need to follow Lord Jesus' instructions.
听祭司吹号啊。
And listen to these trumpets.
所以这个号筒很重要啊。
So the trumpets are very important.
它那个声音传递是什么信息
？And what the sounds are sending in their message.
就好像主今天让这个事情发生了。
Just like Lord Jesus allowed this to happen.
那接下去一定有一个动作，我们需要配合的。
Then there is an action that should go accordingly.
那我们应该做什么
？So what should we do?
现在圣经的真理就是我们的指导。
And the truth of the Bible is our direction.
我们是按照圣经的指示，凭信心去做的。
We follow the directions of the Bible and then by faith.
所以我们要了解神的道理永远在政府之上。
So we need to understand that the word of God is always over
the government. 但不是说今天教会要去违反政府的规定。
Not to say that we're going to violate against the government's laws.
而是政府，我们相信政府它的规定是为人民好。
Even though we do believe that the government's laws are to help the people.
但是它的着眼点跟教会的着眼点是不一样的。
But their origin is different from the starting point of church.
他要规范所有的人，不管是好人坏人。
Because for the government, they're regulating all the people, good or bad.
但是今天教会我们有一个标准，就是圣经。
But church, our standard is the Bible.
弟兄姐妹一定是愿意遵照圣经的。
Our brothers and sisters should certainly follow the Bible.
所以为什么说在教会里面是像家人一样，神的家一样的
？This is why in church we're like a whole family of God.
要用神的家的观念来吹出声音的。
We need to have this concept that this is God's family and to blow these trumpets.
好，那现在舵云准备好了之后，百姓就要开始从西乃山起行。
Now that everything is ready, the people are going to begin their journey from Mount Sinai.
第十章的第十一节。
Chapter 10, verse 11.
这是第二年的十二月十二十日，云彩从法柜的帐幕收上去了。
Now it came to pass on the 20th day of the second month in the second year that the cloud was taken up from above the tabernacle of the testimony.
接下去，以色列人就按战往前行。
And the children of Israel set out from the wilderness.
他们就开始离开西乃的旷野，现在云彩停在巴兰的旷野。
From the wilderness of Sinai on their journeys, and the cloud settled down in the wilderness of Paran.
从旷野到旷野啊。
From wilderness to wilderness.
从西乃的旷野，那里有西乃山。
From the wilderness of Mount Sinai
到巴兰的旷野还是旷野
to the next wilderness of
但是那还不是迦南地啊
but this was still not Canaan
这在说明今天我们生活上 所经过的地方很多时候好像是干旱不毛之地好像生活很困难
this means that in our journey of life many times maybe we're stopping at a place that seems very difficult
所以接下去其实民数记里面所记的它是把一些重点拿出来让我们了解说发生了什么事
But just like Numbers has been pointing out, there's a lot of important points about what has happened.
那真正的记录就是每一站每一站的记录在民数记三十三章。
A lot of the recordings are in Numbers 33.
我们看一下三十三章。
Chapter 33.
来看一看他们从西乃山开始以后，下一站是什么
？From Mount Sinai, what was the next stop?
民数记三十三章。
Numbers 33.
我们现在看第十五节。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
从利非定起行，现在安营在西乃的旷野。
They departed from Rephidim and camped in the wilderness of Sinai.
如果从前面一直开始算，从埃及开始算起，现在来到西乃山已经第十一站了。
If they started from Egypt, now this was the 11th stop.
在西乃一停了快一年了。
And they stopped in Sinai for almost a year.
在那里建立了制度。
They had decrees there.
设立了次序。
They set up order.
接下去他们要怎么往前行，都是按着这个营读，就是按着旗帜，一营一营的，很有规矩的往前。
Now they were following all these orders of the camps one by one.
好，接下去第十六节。
Verse 16.
从西乃的旷野起行，安营在基伯罗哈他瓦。
They moved from the wilderness of Sinai and camped at Kibroth Hattaava.
第十七节，从基伯罗哈他瓦起行，安营在哈喜路。
17, they departed from Kibroth Hattaava and camped at Hazeroth.
好，那现在就开始一站一站往前了哈。
And then they kept moving forward.
那现在看回来第十章。
Let's look back to chapter 10.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
他现在说，云彩离开了西乃的旷野，现在去停在巴兰旷野。
So now the pillars of cloud and fire have left, and now this is in the wilderness of Paran.
那表示接下去在这个西乃到巴兰这旷野当中。他们停了几个站了。
So there were a few stops in between the wilderness.
那在这些站里面发生一些事情。
And at these camps, there were some things that happened.
那这些事情有时候是我们很大的见解，要小心。
Some of these things that happened are big warnings for us to learn from.
那第十二节、第十三节以后
，After verse 13，
他就特别说，这是主他们照主借摩西所吩咐的初次往前行。
It especially says they started out for the first time according to the command of the Lord by the hand of Moses.
就是说，他们现在走的次序哈，做法跟在西乃山以前的那段旅程不一样了。
Which means the order that they're doing now is going to be different from before when they were at Mount Sinai.
以前哈是乌合之众一堆人跟着走，不知道他们是怎么走的，反正。就是没有秩序的。
Before when they were walking, even though there were many of them, but there was probably not much structure to it.
现在接下去，他们现在是按着这个军队的形式走的。
But now they were walking according to this military command.
首先，他说第十四节，按着军队首先往前行的是犹大的营。
And verse 14 says the standard of the camp of the children of Judah set out first.
好，这个第一个是犹大的营啊，第二个就是流便的营。是第二队。
And then the second group, then that was from Reuben.
就是第十八节说的。
From verse 18.
那在犹大的营后面，他特别说，格顺这个帐幕要拆卸，格顺的子孙和米拉利的子孙就抬着帐幕先往前行。
And then especially says that the tabernacle was taken down, and the sons of Gershon and sons of Merari set out carrying the tabernacle.
要开始起行的时候，会幕要拆啊。
When they were starting their journey, they had to take down the tabernacle.
所以会幕要拆，表示说那天早上那个云彩升上去，他们就知道说现在要动了，开始要打包了。
Which means that once they saw the pillar, then they knew that they had to start packing.
那打包，所以现在利未人他们应该做什么？他们每一个人就定位该做的事了。
They had to start packing, so the Levites would start, and then the rest would know what to do.
好，那要开始动作啊，祭司要吹号。
They had to get to action, so the priests had to blow the trumpets.
看十章的第五节。
Chapter 10, verse 5.
祭司吹出大声，东边安营的东边安的营都要起行了。
When you sound the advance, the camps that lie on the east side shall then begin their journey.
这是第五节哈。这个时候要起行，就是你看他号要吹大声的。
So in Chinese it says that the trumpet has to be blown in loud sound.
第六节，再吹一次，第二次吹出大声的时候，南边安的营就要起行。
Six, when you sound the advance the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall begin their journey.
他们将要起行，必吹出大声。
They shall sound the call for them to begin their journey.
表示说大家都要听到，都知道说，哎，这个是一个开始行动了。
So this means everybody had to listen and everyone would be moving.
当犹大营开始起行的时候
，And when the camp of Judah began to move,
跟在他们后面的就是格顺跟米拉利子孙。
The ones that followed were Gershon and Merari.
他们是抬这个会幕的板子。跟这些重的东西那个底座
，They had to carry the heavy parts of the tabernacle.
他们是在犹大营的后面
，And they were behind the camp of Judah.
对不起，对犹大营的后面。然后接下去呢，就是流便营，就是南边的营的。
And then the camp of Reuben, which were in the south.
好，那南边的营之后，我们现在看第二十一节。
In verse 21,
哥辖人抬着圣物先往前行，他们未到以前，抬帐幕的已经把帐幕支好了。
Then the Kohathites set out carrying the holy things. The tabernacle would be prepared for their arrival.
哥辖人他们是抬着圣所里面的这些器物的。
The Kohathites are the ones that carry the vessels within the temple.
所以你看，现在是在流便营的后面，就是哥辖他们抬着圣所的东西，然后后面就是以法莲营跟但营，就是后面有另外有六个支派在后面压着。
So there was the camp of Reuben, but then the camp of Kohathites carrying the vessels, and then also Ephraim.
那这个次序就是让我们看到说，现在当约柜往前行的时候，现在他们有一个前进的次序。
And there were six more, and also this is how we can see that with the ark moving, then there was a whole structure.
好，那圣经其实在这个地方，他把最重要的那一点放在后面了。
The Bible is actually putting the most important part at the end.
我们现在看第三十三节。
Verse 33.
第三十三节。
33.
以色列人离开神的山，往前行了三天的路程。神的约柜在前头行了三天的路程，为他们寻找安息的地方。
So they departed from the mountain of the Lord on a journey of 3 days, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them for the 3 days' journey to search out a resting place for them.
现在要开始往前行的时候，其实是约柜先走了。
Now when they were going to begin moving, actually the ark moved first.
约柜在他们前面去找安息的地方。
The ark of the covenant was searching for a resting place.
走三天。
For 3 days.
这三天他们都没有停哦。
So for these 3 days, they did not stop.
日夜开始走，反正约柜没有停，他们就不能停。
They would walk day and night because if the ark didn't stop moving, then they had to keep going.
所以约柜已经走了。
So the ark was moving.
那接下去犹大营他们开始后面跟着走。
And then the camp of Judah began to move.
然后米拉利格顺子孙跟在后面。
Gershon and Merari followed.
好，那接下去就是我们刚才所看到的这个流便的营。
And then the camp of Reuben.
然后哥辖子孙抬着这个圣所里面的。
The Kohathites carrying the things from.
最后就是西边的营跟北边的营。
And then the west and the north.
好，等到约柜停住了。
And then when the ark stops,
那他们到了以后，利未人格顺跟米拉子孙就开始搭起这个会幕。
Then when they stop, then all these people then had to build the tabernacle.
那会幕搭好之后，那个哥辖子孙所抬的东西也到了，他们就可以放进去了。
Then once they set up the tabernacle, then the Kohathites were able to put holy things in.
然后接下去那个后面两个营就到的时候，就在南边 就在他们的西边跟北边，雅典就非常有秩序的这样子进行着。
And then the two camps from all the other directions were able to follow.
当约柜往前行的时候
，When the ark was moving forward，
摩西做要做这个动作很重要。
This was an important action from Moses.
这就是第三十五节说的。
This is what was said in verse 35.
摩西跟神祷告。
That Moses prayed to God.
他说：“主啊，求你兴起。
”Rise up, O Lord.
愿你的仇敌四散。
Let your enemies be scattered.
就是在你所行的路上，没有人能够在你面前站立得住的。
So that wherever you go, no one can stand before you.
愿恨你的人从你面前逃跑。
Let those who hate you flee before you.
就是在约柜往前行的路上，其实他们一定是平安的。
That as they're moving the ark, everybody has peace.
这说明在以色列百姓他们现在在行进当中哦，他们绝对不用担心说，哎，会有仇敌来攻击他们。
Which is saying that as the Israelites are moving, they would not have to worry about all the enemies around them.
部队什么时候最危险
？When is it the most dangerous for armies？
在转移阵地的时候。
When they're moving camps。
所以你看那个战场上很多士兵死的哈，都是在行进当中、车当中被人家突击的。
On the battlefield, a lot of times soldiers died while they're moving their equipments.
你如果在一个地点定点的地方，人家要来攻击你，早就有防备，你可以抵抗的。
Because if you've already set up camp in a destination, then you are protected and you have your defenses.
在行进当中，你没有在注意的。
But as you're moving, then it's hard for you to be aware.
所以一不小心就被攻击了。
So when you're not careful, then you would be attacked.
很多人都是这样死掉的。
This was how a lot of people die.
所以行进这是危险的时候啊。
So when you move, this is very dangerous.
但是你如果没有行进，永远达不到目的地啊。
But if you don't move, you'll never reach your destination.
那我们现在看摩西跟神祷告。
So now we see that Moses is praying to God.
主啊，求你兴起。
Rise up, O Lord.
兴起其实这个是两个动词。
To rise up, there are two verbs.
就是起来，起来啊。
To get up.
就是说，神啊，你一定要兴起你的作为，你要眼目看顾，你要保护你的百姓。
This is to say, God, please rise up and to use your eyes to protect your people.
我们知道约柜是神同在的象征了。
We know the Ark of the Covenant is a symbolism that God abides.
预表了以后主耶稣基督要跟百姓同住。
And prefigures that Lord Jesus was going to abide with the people.
现在当他们要往前行的时候
，So as they were moving forward,
这条路他们没有走过。
They had never been on this journey before.
摩西虽然行过学过了埃及所有的一切学问
，Moses had learned all the knowledge that Egypt had to offer.
他的学问都没用。
But none of his knowledge was useful.
摩西没有办法按照他自己的知识判断说，哦，这个地方好，这个地方是不好。
Moses couldn't use his knowledge to say, oh, this place is good or bad.
他完全要依靠神的带领的。
He had to completely rely on the guidance of God.
所以我们人间的知识有时候在神的那个工作上用不了，上不了战场。
Sometimes we really cannot bring our human knowledge to the battles when it has to do with God.
有时候我们的经验也用不上。
Sometimes even our experience cannot be used.
圣经在这一段里面特别记得这一件事情，我们一定要注意。
And when the Bible is recording this, we have to be cautious.
第十章的第二十九节。
Chapter 10, verse 29.
摩西跟他的岳父米甸人尼俄的儿子巴那个何巴说。第二十九节。
29. Now Moses said to Hobab, the son of Reuel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law.
摩西意思是说，你就不要走，你跟着我们，你当我们的眼目，因为你这里熟悉地形，所以你可以帮助我们到哪里可以安全扎营。
Moses is saying to just follow us and then use your eyes and then try to help us how you can.
31节。
31.
摩西跟他说，你可以当做我们的眼目。
That you can be our eyes.
好。但是圣经记完之后，接下去记什么
？But then, what does it record after?
他们去找安息的地方，是靠这些何巴人，他们有经验，对这个当地很熟悉的人去找的吗
？When they were following these people, were they following on Hobab and these people to find where to go?
根本不是啊。
Actually, wasn't.
所以其实摩西把这些何巴人他们留下来，是他觉得说他们可能有用，但其实是没有用。
So actually, even though Moses had kept all of these people, and it seems like they're helpful, but they didn't really help much.
最后是要完全按照约柜的指示的。
Ultimately, they had to completely rely on the instructions of the ark.
其实神早就已经安排好了。
Because God had already arranged this.
要往前行，在哪里安营
？Where to move forward? Where to rest?
这都是神在带领。
This was all guided by God.
人根本不需要担心的。
And people didn't need to worry.
所以现在神，你看约柜往前行，走三天为他们找地方。
And so now the ark had to move 3 days to help find a place for them.
这三天里面，他们就一直走啊。
For these 3 days, they kept walking.
我们有没有走过三天都不停的？
Have we ever walked for 3 days without stopping?
没有啊。
Probably not.
但是这一次是一个考验，一开始就开始考验了。
This was the beginning already with the test.
因为月桂一直往前行，日夜走啊。
Because the ark kept moving forward,
day and night. 那百姓要跟在后面走啊。
And the people had to walk.
每个人都跟着走。
So everybody had to follow.
但是这个时候，其实在第十一章就看到考验马上失败。
And then immediately in chapter 11, we can see the test failed.
他们其实就开始还原了。
Because they began to complain.
那这个说明我们人其实信心很小。
So this is telling us we actually have a very small faith.
时常的时候我们都信不下去。
Many times we cannot carry our faith.
都会觉得说哇还要多久。
We think, how much longer?
但是这里摩西他祷告的时候主啊你兴起。
But here Moses prayed, rise up, O Lord.
那要百姓一直往前走啊。
Because he wanted the people to keep moving forward.
那神一定会帮助他们。
And God would surely help them.
那这个这样的一个过程，让我们看到，其实当摩西这样祷告，他有一个前提。
From this promise this prayer, we can see that Moses had a prerequisite.
他相信神一定是与他的百姓同住。
He believed that God will surely dwell with his people.
他是百姓的保护。
He is the protection of the people.
没有人能够在神面前站立得住。
No one can stand firm in front of God.
那如果约柜停下来呢？
What happened if the ark stopped?
约柜停住的时候，他就说：“主啊。”求你回到以色列千万人中。
When it rested, he said, "Return, O Lord, to the many thousands of Israel."
在神的百姓，这些以色列百姓，其实在万民当中是人最少的。
Because among all these Israelite people, actually, they were the smallest group.
但是摩西说，你要回到你以色列千万人当中。
But God, Moses said that God, you need to return to the many thousands of Israel.
其实这是神的军队。
Because these are the soldiers of God.
神一定是跟他百姓同住。
And God will surely live with them.
那每一次在走的时候，
and every time when they were walking,
我们看到这个祭司利未人啊，
the priests, the Levites,
他们都是要有重担的。
They had to carry this heavy burden.
那百姓这个会幕在移动，所以行进当中就是移动的会幕，会幕仍然在他们当中啊。
The people were still moving, and as they were moving, the tabernacle was there.
好，所以每一次约柜往前行，百姓在移动的时候。利未人他们肩头上都要抬着圣物。
So every time that the ark was moving and the tabernacle was moving, the Levites had to carry these heavy things on them.
那有这个重担，他们扛着走了之后，有一天他们就达到目的地了。
And as they were carrying these heavy burdens on them, but one day they would reach that destination.
所以我们今天哦，教会要往前动哦，要一直朝着主所设定的目标前进。我们今天弟兄姐妹，我们肩头上都要担负重担。
And so today, for our brothers and sisters in church, when we want to move forward, then we all need to carry this yoke on us.
就是要愿意背负主的轭。
Which means that we are willing to carry the yoke from the Lord.
那当我们一直往前行的时候，
and when we continue to move forward,
就是说我们每一个人都一起担负神要我们的责任，我们一起往前行，有一天就到达目的地了。
Which means when we're all willing to carry this burden from the Lord together and our responsibilities, then we will reach a destination together.
这就是神的设计啊。
This is a design from God.
所以今天如果都不要动，
so today if we don't move at all,
每一个人都没有重量，
and nobody has any weight to carry,
大家都过得很舒服，
everybody's living a comfortable life,
但是永远在地上，
but then we're always in this world.
但是如果我们是要往着神设定的目标前进，
but if we want to follow the Lord and continue to move forward,
我们要依照神的吩咐做，
we need to be willing to follow the Lord's instructions.
今天我们每个弟兄姐妹，我们都是神所拣选的利未人，
because all of our brothers and sisters, we are Levites,
我们也是神所设定的军中的祭司，
and we are the holy priesthood that God has chosen.
那我们就要肩头上要扛着神的给我们的担子，
we need to be willing to carry this burden from the Lord and move forward,
就跟着约柜走，
and follow the ark,
就是顺服圣灵，
which means following the Holy Spirit.
有一天我们就到达目的地了，
and then one day we will reach the destination.
那时候在这个牛奶饮蜜地的地方，我们就真的享受神的安息。
And then when we reach the land of milk and honey, we will truly enjoy rest from the Lord. 所以
摩西这个祷告，
so this prayer from Moses.
我们如果看约那个诗篇六十八篇，
Psalm 68,
你就看到他重复的这句话。
Psalm 68 actually repeats this.
我们看诗篇六十八篇，
Psalm 68,
大卫的诗第一节。
From the Song of David, this first verse.
六十八篇第一节。
68 verse 1.
愿神兴起，使他的仇敌四散，叫那恨他人从他面前逃跑。
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let those also who hate him flee before him.
第二节，他们被驱逐如烟被风吹散，恶人见神之面而消灭，如蜡被火融化。
2, as smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God.
3, 唯有义人必然欢喜，在神面前高兴快乐。
3, but let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly.
愿神兴起。
May the Lord rise up.
让神的军队一直得胜。
So that the armies of God can always have victory.
那我们跟随主了，义人都能够欢喜快乐。
So that the just that we follow the Lord, we can also be joyful.
我们可以跟神唱诗。
And we can sing to the Lord.
歌颂他的名。
And praise his name.
愿主与我们同在。
May the Lord be with us.
那我们都能够顺服主主的教训。
That we may all submit to the instructions of God.
一起来推动教会的圣工。
And to together move along the work of God.
主一定照着他的应许为我们开路，
作为
我们的保护。
To his promise, then God will open up our way and protect us.
我们根本就不需要担心。
And we wouldn't need to worry.
因为主在我们当中。
Because the Lord will be among us.
一起唱诗。
Let's sing him.
112首。
112.